Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次回来收听我们潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and today we're talking about sales, deals.
对啊，因为下礼拜就是618了嘛，就是我们年终啊，这 mid-year 的一些大减价。今年的618，淘宝好像取消了预售哈。我们以前淘宝有那个 pre-sales， 很多网站都有。So you pay a deposit to get very good deals on products.
Oh, sounds like a way to start the sale early, right?
对，但现在很多就是 consumer friendly， 更加用户角度着想，就不用预售了，你就当天来买就行了。
Oh, that's nice. At least they're thinking about the customers.
对啊，一定的。那我们今天的节目呢，就要跟大家分享一些英语里面最常用的来表达减价、优惠、促销的说法啊。但我想先问一下 Jason， 就是你当时住在中国、住在上海的时候，双十一开始了吗？
It had just started becoming popular, but it wasn't huge. That was like when Taobao was first starting to get really big too.
Okay. 所以你是没有见证，你是完美错过了我们电商急速发展的时期哈。
Yeah, I've watched it from afar on the internet, but I wasn't in China during its prime.
好好，没关系。但是 Jason 今天要教给大家的英语绝对不打折，绝对不减价。
That's right.
分量
Full price.
Yeah, 分量质量十足哈。Okay, let's get started. 我啊，这个去商场买东西啊什么，我眼睛就老在看一个英语词，那就是 sale 或者 sales， 看到他们我就很开心。
Yeah, everybody associates this word, right, with cheaper prices, lower prices.
对，那这个词呢，它不管是单数的 sale 或者复数的 sales， in many contexts 就是打折的意思， right?
Yeah, it can just mean that something is cheaper than it normally would be, right?
对，比如说现在这个618， so almost everyone is doing sales on 618.
Yeah, they are running these sale events during this sale time, and everything is cheap.
所以对于商家来说，这个动词就是 they're running a sale or they're having a sale, right?
Yeah, you can have a sale, you can run a sale, you can do a sale.
Yeah, my sons, they really want to check out the Nike summer sale. It's starting soon, I believe. 所以他们就说，要去逛 Nike.
Gonna buy some new shoes, maybe some new athletic wear.
对，那这个 sale 和 sales 啊，单数、复数主要的区别就是，比如很多的产品、很多的商家在打折 ，so you can use it in the plural, right?
Yeah, because each of these companies is running their own sale with their own terms, right? So you could say something like the biggest sales happen during Black Friday and Christmas.
对，在美国，在很多欧美国家是哈。And for us, yeah, I think some of the biggest sales happen during Double 11, maybe June 18th as well. I'm not sure. 大家可以告诉我们啊。好的，那接下来 we will move on to 也是和 sale 相关的，但是它是一个短语，它要表达的是一种状态。那这个说法就是
on sale.
On sale, 你逛街的时候如果看到店里写着这样一块牌子，那也应该很高兴。But not always, 因为有的时候 on sale, 它不是说 cheaper, 不是便宜，是吧？
Yeah, this is a little tricky and maybe a little confusing because when some new product is going to come out, right, you could say the new iPad is going on sale tomorrow, and that doesn't mean it's cheaper.
它的意思就是要公开发售。It will be available. You can pay us money to buy this thing.
Yeah, exactly. So if something is not available before and then it goes on sale, well, that just means you can buy it. It's available.
对，所以就是还是要看那个特定的情况哈。那也有可能他们说 don't buy this jacket now. It will go on sale next week. 但这里的意思就是下周会减价。
Exactly. It's already available, right? So of course you could buy it at its normal price, but it's going to go on sale next week and it will be a lower price.
所以啊，像我特别那种运动时候穿的衣服或者运动鞋， I never buy those full price. I always get them on sale. Because there's always a sale. 对。
Yeah, with certain things, you can always find them on sale, right?
Yeah. What about you? 你买衣服啊什么的话 like, do you always wait till when they go on sale?
I am horrible at shopping in general, but especially at shopping for clothing, so I usually just buy what I like.
就比较 intuitive, 就跟着直觉哈，喜欢这个就买了。
If I have to also think about if it's on sale, I'll probably never end up buying any clothes anyway, so...
你还蛮 decisive 的嘞。我以前的搭档主播 Adam, 他就选择障碍，就永远觉得要什么买衣服的时候 very hard for him to make the decision.
For me, the solution, right, is to just get a bunch of the same stuff that I like. So I also have that feeling where I don't know what I like, but then I just say, you know what? If I like something, I'll buy three of them.
Oh, 你是 Steve Jobs, 乔布斯风格就 always turtleneck, 永远穿一样的。
Yeah, I wear a black t-shirt almost every single day, just because it's easy.
Okay. 再回到这个 on sale 啊。But you know, some brands, they never go on sale, right? Especially some luxury brands.
Yeah, really expensive luxury brands, they have their image to think about, right? And they think a sale kind of seems like they're desperate to get more money, so they never go on sale. They don't have to go on sale.
Yeah, 因为他不 go on sale, 都买不到都要排队啊配货啊。So, like you said, they don't go on sale. Whereas some other brands are always on sale.
Yeah, some companies like to run a permanent sale, right, on all of their products.
permanent, 永远打折。但这个时候打折就不是打折了。
Yeah, it's not being reduced, right? They just started with higher prices probably and then run everything on sale.
就有些店那种卖什么很大的花瓶啊什么在国内他就永远写明天要拆房了拆迁大甩卖 like liquidation sale.
Yeah, I saw one time a really cool demonstration in public in China where the guy was smashing things if they didn't buy them, right? It was the ultimate like sale.
就你不买我就把它砸掉。
对然后他真的要砸掉 He threw these glass things on the ground and everyone's like, wow, so surprised. And then he's like, yep, if you don't buy it, I'm going to smash it. It was pretty crazy.
所以意思说啊营销高手在民间 You know, the best sales geniuses, sales geniuses,、
exactly.
marketing geniuses, they're just living in the wild, like、
That's、
on the streets.、
Right. Yeah, definitely the most entertaining sale I've ever seen.
好总之就是这个折扣的力度啦这个很重要 right?
That's right. You need a discount.
A big discount. The bigger, the better.
Yeah, a discount. The amount of money that you're taking off of the price, right? That's the discount.
对,这个折扣,通常,是一个百分比, right?
Yeah, and in English, when we talk about a 30% discount or something like this, we're talking about taking off that amount, that percentage from the price, unlike in Chinese.
哎对中英文是反的因为我们是会说剩下来就是你要付的那个价格比如七折、whereas in English you would say a 30% discount.
Yeah, for me when I first came to China, this was super confusing. I would see like 九折 and be like, oh, this is 90% off. It's so cheap.
九折很开心结果空欢喜一场。It's like the worst discount. 就比没有好一点
yeah,
exactly. but it's like literally the smallest you can get.
It's the total opposite, right? Yeah. So I'm like, oh, wow, this is a great deal. And then I looked closely and learned the Chinese and was like, oh, okay, that's only 10%. Exactly. The worst discount.
Yeah. So your happiness, 你最后你的 excitement has been heavily discounted.
That's right. Yes.
对所以这个 discount, 我们中英文一样它都可以用在形容、比如人的感情啊或者、you can discount someone's opinion, 对吧
Yeah, when you discount someone's opinion, it's like you're not valuing it at what it should be, right? So it has this, you know, value to it, and you're thinking, ah, it's not worth it. I don't care about it. You're dismissing it.
对对，哎，比如说我们去个 market 啊，这个什么那种可以讨价还价的地方 ，Can you even say to someone, "Can you give me a discount? Can you give me a bigger discount?"
Yes, you can totally say that. You can say, can you give me a 30% discount? Can you give me a big discount?
Okay. 然后他可能跟你说没有 these have already been discounted. 已经是 heavily discounted. 打了很折打了很大的折扣 right?
Well, discount them more, right?
好，那 discount 看完以后，我们接下来要看的这个词，它不一定是更便宜，它有可能是价格一样，但它给你一些什么额外的 bonus， 额外的一些好处。
Yes, a promotion.
一个促销啊。So, promotion, I see this word a lot from my mobile carrier. 我住在现在住在新加坡新电信啊，不断的就给我发。Every week, there is some members promotion. 就是什么 sign up for this, 永远是我不需要的东西。然后 great promotion ends 11:59. Like, do it now, get it now.
But you're not motivated because often, right? Yeah, promotions don't even come with a lower price. It's some special deal that doesn't give you a discount.
对，还是你不需要的。但有的时候是你需要的就很好。比如说 sign this mobile plan, data plan. Sign a year and get the first 2 months for free or get 2 extra months for free.
Yeah, there's often some sort of bonus, right? Some sort of extra thing that you're getting from this promotion by agreeing to something or buying something.
对, but usually they lock you in.And you realize you're trapped. 就锁住了，锁了一年两年。
Yeah, you have to commit. You have to make a big commitment in a lot of these promotions.
真的，因为很多都是什么 members only promotion, 但是 there's always a cost with being a member.
That's right. You have to read the fine print with every promotion, right?
是那个英语很形象啊 ,read the fine print, 这个 fine 就是形容它很小就是它下面一大堆那个条款很小很细但是你要读 不然的话有可能踩坑。
Yeah, usually it's the most important language in the agreement, right? But it's teeny tiny at the very bottom of the page.
是是因为我们消费者的眼睛我们通常都在看那些哇有没有 promo code, 优惠码有打折。
That's right. You can enter it into the website and bam, your price goes down by a certain percentage.
对所以这个 promotion 现在经常哈它就是 shortened, 对吧缩短成 promo, running a promo, members only promo, 或者就是说到那个码优惠码。
Yeah, and it's promo code, right? It's not promo number, like it kind of sounds like in Chinese, but it's a code. Often these don't have numbers in them. It could be a word or something, too.
对，没错。好的，那接下来呢，我们要看几个词，然后他们的意思都是这种折扣啊，然后就是更便宜。
Ah, yes, a price off or markdown.
Or reduction. 好那 price off, 这个很容易理解啊。Off 就是 OFF, 比如前面说的七折对吧 ?30% off, 对折 50% off, 或者 Jason 以前理解错的那个九折我让你开心一下了打一折好吧
Oh, yay! Still sounds like 10% off to me.
no, it's 90% off. So those in general are called price off.
Yeah, or markdowns.
嗯，对，其实很多商店它就是when they're running a discount, 它就会写 new markdowns, further markdowns, 就是折上折。
Yeah, I kind of imagine them taking a marker and marking the price down, crossing it off and writing another price below that or something.
对，因为现在很多实体店就是这样的，它那个 tag 吊牌上面你会看到原价，然后它把它涂掉，写一个价格，然后到最后的时候 end of season sales, 就是 final markdowns, 就是上面全涂掉了，又写了一个狂便宜的价格。
Yeah, exactly. It's often physically actually changing the price.
Yeah, so you might also see similar terms like further reductions.
Or final reductions.
终极折扣。但是 final reductions 又是很重要的 You need to read the fine print.因为很多店是说你不可以退不可以换对吧然后这个是没有退款没有退货的。
Yeah, that's right. You have no return, right? No refund or exchange.
对 So again, there's a cost with buying these final reduction items. 好那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的呢是两个单词然后他们在口语里面都非常的常用来表达哇这次比如618买到一些非常优惠很值得的东西。
Ah, yes. And the first one is bargain.
这个就让我想到去旅游啊，就是一些市场买 souvenirs, 纪念品。You got a bargain.
Yeah, if you're at these kind of outdoor, more casual markets, you have to bargain, right? You have to go back and forth for the price. But it can also just mean a good deal.
OK. 所以 bargain 这个词呢，可以是动词，也可以是名词。当然动词就像刚刚说的，讨价还价。比如说when you go to certain markets, make sure you bargain and try to get great at bargaining, 对吧？要很会讨价还价。
Yeah, exactly. You can do this, you can bargain, but you can also be a bargain hunter, right? And get the best bargains and use it like a noun.
对。比如说这一次的618, right? There are some great bargains during June 18th sales.
Or you could also use the word deal and mean almost the same thing.
对。比如说618, right? Wow, lots of great deals.
Yeah, you could maybe buy one, get one free, right? That's a really good deal.
What a great deal, 是吧？
对 ,yeah, a great deal doesn't always mean a certain price. It just means that you did really well in that situation.
好划算哦。
Yeah, exactly. It's that you didn't feel taken advantage of, right? You either spent less or you got a bunch of extra products in the promotion or something and you got a good deal.
对，就特别值，超值啊！其实商家也会说啊 ，like come for door crasher deals during Black Friday, 是吗
？Yeah, which is kind of scary because sometimes they literally crash the doors down at these stores on Black Friday.
对，所以才有这个词啊，就是 door crasher deals。现在可能越来越少了 ，you know, with online shopping. 但以前，比如美国那些黑五啊，这个 Black Friday， 真的就是人家会在店外面 ，they'll camp out， 就睡在店的外面，然后就是等早上什么五点一开门，然后冲进去，然后真的把那个店的门给挤破了。So door crasher deals.
Yeah, if you do that, you have to make sure the time you're spending isn't worth more, right? If you're wasting all this time waiting outside for a good deal, like, yeah, I hope it's worth it, right?
对，就是买了几双袜子，省了几块钱，
对啊、
没有了。所以
a really good deal.
Yeah, it's usually 什么大彩电啊 mattress 啊 but again, like the prices on those like big TVs have really come down.
Yeah, finally, those things are a little more affordable. Back in the day, like maybe 10 years ago, oh man, they were at least 10 times as expensive.
对啊，我现在觉得真的很 ridiculous. 就以前，我爸爸妈妈有的时候会说，四五十年前吧，他们要存一两年的工资，然后就买一个很小的黑白电视机。Like the proportion to your salary to buy these things.
Yeah, it's totally different now, especially when it comes to electronics.
但最近啊就是有一天我和我儿子在外面哪个店就看到一个游戏玩家那种收藏的 Game Boy, 掌中的 you know, the handheld console, 然后我说诶我小时候有结果我儿子说 do you still have it? Is it still working? You know, it's worth $2,000 now. 我说真的吗我早就不知道被我丢到哪里去了。
Yeah, for us, they were just no big deal, right? But now those things are sought after by collectors and game enthusiasts.
Right. So if you've got one lying somewhere at home, sell them. It will be a great deal for you.
Yeah, you can make a really good deal. Yeah.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。这一次的618，大家下周可以跟我们分享啦。你有没有 Did you get any great deals?
Yeah, and maybe tell us your tips for getting the best deals possible.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。感谢大家的收听，we'll see you next week.
下次见。